The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Friday, the 3rd of May, 2024, and you are on the clock with Erin Green on the Sports Friday with Eric Sawyer III. I am expecting Mr. Sawyer to join me so we can have our NBA playoff rundown. We can talk about young Mr. Daxson, who's recently signed with the Dallas Cowboys. We've got World Athletic Relays to talk about today. Plus, I'm giving away two World Athletic Relays tickets, not a pair. You have two opportunities to win. You have two opportunities to win today. One ticket apiece. And then we have got lots and lots of news about our boy Buddy, news about the Clippers and our boy Kai. There's just lots of news. We've got the Bahamas Goombay Punch leaderboard from the National Family Island Regatta and the Bahamas Goombay Punch Cup leaderboard, where the best boats across three major regattas is up for a $5,000 prize. We've got lots and lots of news. As I await the arrival of representatives from World Athletic Relays, and we want to say thank you for giving us an opportunity to give away tickets on the show. We're going to get into some other sports news. So let's start the show. The Bahamas Red Cross Society is reminding you of their Fun Run, Walk, Push, and Mini Health Fair to take place next week, Saturday. That's next week, Saturday, May the 11th, 2024. The event starts at 6 a.m. The venue and start point is the Red Cross Society headquarters, and they are essentially going to be making their way west from the Red Cross headquarters to Bahama Boulevard and back to the Red Cross Society headquarters. The cost to participate is $30, and you can register online at www.4seasonsracemanagement.com, or you can register in person at the Red Cross headquarters. Now, here is, maybe outside of World Athletic Relays, the Olympic pre-qualifying event being held in the Bahamas, perhaps the most important story of the day. Special Olympics athletes ready for BTC World Relays 24. The Bahamian crowd got the opportunity to witness the great performances of the Special Olympics Bahamas athletes at the 50th CORIFTA Games in 2023. But now the world can view their talents during the BTC World Athletics Relays pregame show, dubbed Showdown in Paradise. The World Relay's pregame show is set to feature athletes from Special Olympics Bahamas, the various high schools, kids athletics, and competitors from the 51st Charifta Games on May 4th and 5th at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium. Gilbert Williams, director of Special Olympics Bahamas, was overjoyed to have athletes from New Providence, Grand Bahama, and Abaco receive the opportunity to put their athletic abilities on display on the global stage. Quote, "It is a special moment for Special Olympics Bahamas because even though it is our athletes that will be running, we will be essentially representing the quality and level of abilities of Special Olympics athletes from all around the world. We hope to be able to use this opportunity to continue to raise awareness, particularly at home, but also worldwide, of the ability of athletes with intellectual disabilities. The Special Olympics athletes will compete in the differently able segment of the pregame show in the 100-meter finals." If you pick up a copy of today's Tribune, you can see a snapshot of three of our athletes who are going to perform in that portion of the show. The Bombers will be represented by versatile athlete Deron King Forbes, Abaco native Cassidy Paul, Grand Bahama native Keno Curry, along with Michael Miller and Tavares T.C. Cooper, who are both from New Providence. It's a wonderful write-up in today's Tribune. The BTC World Relays will begin with Showdown in Paradise at 4 p.m. The main event kicks off right after at 7.05 p.m. this Saturday and Sunday. Here's another quick World Relays story. BTC gives wedding gift to World Relays mascots Bingo and Layla. In addition to being the title sponsor of the World Athletic Relays Bahamas 24, BTC wanted to do something more. The company made a donation to the Bahamas Humane Society to assist with the overall aim of helping the organization to bring about a greater awareness to the better treatment of animals, especially non-pedigree dogs, affectionately referred to in the Bahamas as pot cakes. I love a pot cake. I bet you love a pot cake too, but that's the most important part. There's definitely a pot cake who loves you. Another quick story. C&W proud to be associated as athletes chase the sun. On Saturday and Sunday, athletes from over 50 countries will converge in the Bahamas for the BTC World Athletic Relays Bahamas 2024. C&W Communications, the parent company of BTC, is proud to be associated with this major event, which will see athletes from the Bahamas, Barbados, Jamaica, and Trinidad and Tobago competing for a place in the upcoming Olympic Games in Paris. We say to BTC and CNW, their parent company, thank you, thank you, thank you for being a wonderful corporate sponsor in this manner. Here's another quick story. Joshua Higgins misses final cut for Olympics. Joshua Higgins, who hails from a generation of national sailing icons, gave a gallant effort in his bid to qualify in the ILCA 7 class for the 2024 Olympic Games in Paris, France. Higgins, 20, who sailed in the single-handed dinghy, known as one of the most popular boats in the world, just completed a series of events in his attempt to become the first Bahamian in his fleet to qualify for the Olympics. Unfortunately, the Harbour Island native missed the final cut and will have to start all over again to represent the Bahamas in the 2028 Games in Los Angeles, California. We say congratulations to you, Joshua Higgins, for a tremendous effort, and we will all put our support behind you for the 2028 Olympics and all of the events that you need to conquer to get there. Congratulations, congratulations. Here is another local story. Trainer Larry Demerit made it to Kentucky Derby 150. It's a first for his home country. Now, this story was featured in by our news earlier this week or over the last weekend. But this is a story from the United States. It's called, I think, the Herald Leader. Larry Demerit jokes that it's becoming almost old news to him. All the attention, all the interviews, all the questions that come his way. It's part of the territory when you're a first-time trainer in the Kentucky Derby. A fresh face among the mega trainers who bring multiple horses to the Derby each year, but it doesn't take much digging to discover that, even with this qualifier, Demerit's story stands out. 70-something-year-old Demerit is one of the most captivating narratives this week at Churchill Downs in the lead-up to Saturday's historic 150th edition of the Kentucky Derby. The longtime trainer is a cancer survivor. He suffers from both multiple myeloma and amyloidosis and has battled cancer since 1996. Demerit is the first black trainer to saddle a horse in the Derby in 35 years. Hank Allen finished in sixth with Northern Wolf in 1989. And he's just the second black trainer to have a horse in the race since 1951. The horse Demerit has in this year's field, West Saratoga, was bought for only $11,000 by owner Harry Verucci on the last day of the 2022 Keeneland September Yearling Sale. Demerit understands the interest. If you want Demerit to talk about something that he'll never tire of, ask him about the Bahamas. Demerit was born and raised on the island country located in the West Indies in the Atlantic Ocean. He was the son of a horse trainer named Thomas and part of a large family of boys. Demerit followed in his father's footsteps after training several runners in the Bahamian Derby. Demerit set out for the United States with the Kentucky Derby as an end goal. He made the move in 1976, just before horse racing was shut down in the Bahamas. Quote, "My father put us on horses. I could remember when he put the saddle on the stall door and would lift me up and put me in it. That's how far back I go," Demerit recalled. "I always say I know the horses better than I know myself because it took me a while to get to know who I am. But I've always been around the horses." We say congratulations to Larry Demerit for making it to the Kentucky Derby 150. So I want to throw out, oh, I see we got a caller. I want to throw out, please call if you worked at, participated in, placed a bet at any Bahamian Derby. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, how you do?
Sorry to disappoint you. I don't gamble, so I...
Well, you didn't have, I mean, you don't have to gamble to go walk.
I joke with you, man.
Good stuff, how you doing?
Don't need to elaborate on that. Good morning to my people out there. And good morning to the coordinators who are going to be coordinating this wonderful game, including my minister, on Saturday and Sunday.
World Athletic Relays.
Relays.
Chase the sun, Paris to paradise.
Pauline Day, because I don't want her to be robbed. She want to help introduce this game to the Bahamas.
Okay, yes.
It is history, so I want to put it on your history book. So congratulations to her.
Absolutely. Hold on. And she is the women's 4x100-meter coach for this weekend's event. Yes.
Yes, yes. And also graduate to my Bahamian. Going to the Cowboys, that's my old team, you know, Aaron Green.
I listen.
Before I became a Dolphin. Yeah, Cowboys was my old team. So what number? You know what number you could be?
Or what number did
carrying, which I'm going to be carrying.
Let me check the story to see if they tell us. No, they haven't told us in the story yet what number he'll be playing.
They probably didn't give him a number yet, Dan.
Yeah. I mean, it's still pretty early.
Congratulations to him, and also congratulations to my Governor General, Mother Pratt.
Yes, congratulations to Mother Pratt.
You know what she received?
I mean, she received an award from the king, my cousin.
But...
I don't tell him, let me award my people.
Well, family, I have conky jokes in my family, so they say they're royal. They're from Cat. They go back to the European Union, eh?
The people you refer to as conky Joes?
Well, back to the female culture.
All of them have a European descent.
Yeah. My people. Some of my people.
Absolutely.
The Pratts and the Smiths. I mean, some of the Smiths and Clinton.
Okay.
My mom was a Clinton before she got married to the Mafia, get into the Mafia.
Okay.
Yeah. So they're from Long Island people.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, Charles isn't from Long Island.
No.
He couldn't make it.
No, but it's
that's why I tell him don't come too often. The sun hot.
It's mild from everywhere, though.
That's right, the British Empire.
Sun never sets. The British Empire.
Oh, no, cousin Francis.
Yeah, one day we need to talk about how good the British Empire was. Good to say there's one who helped us to lay the foundation for independence.
That's what you
I'm
said.
I'm going to explain that someday.
Pumpkin Eater, that's what you said? You want me to talk about how good the British colonial system was?
Yeah.
Okay. But not today. Pumpkin Eater. My guest just walked in studio.
All right. But yeah, I just wanted to graduate or get him back, graduate them, and looking for my team. And I don't know his number. Try to get what his number is going to be.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to the games during the weekend, and Paul and David graduate to her too.
Absolutely.
Have a good day.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Good morning, sir. Joining
me
in studio is Dr. Danny Johnson. And it's at the perfect moment because now Pumpkin Eater has laid the foundation for me to petition for rowing to be the Bahamas national sport. Because all you wanted to do just now was row Pumpkin Eater. And I appreciate it. I appreciate it, but that is a subject that we will pick up at another time.
Well, as long as they know it's an amateur sport.
Yeah, no, you can't be no professional rowing. You don't get paid.
You don't get paid for that.
No. The people in Parliament tell you don't get paid enough.
Don't get paid.
Okay. Texter, I have a text here that says, imagine if someone had told Larry DeMeritt to go sit down because you're too old and let the young people have a chance.
Yeah.
Well, you are absolutely right. You're absolutely right, Texter. The whole purpose is for us to carve out a space for everybody, whether it's athletics, in society, in the professional world, and in particular in family and community. You could imagine if somebody had told that man, Bagado, who used to sit on the wall opposite Miriam Roker House, he too old to be sitting outside with his guitar and making fun and creating songs? Mm-hmm. It's a problem. Anyway... Good morning, Dr. Danny Johnson.
Yes, ma'am. It's never too late to do the right thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It is my pleasure to pass the baton on to you.
Yes.
I thought I was going to do all the World Athletic Relays talking this morning.
No.
But I'm very excited about this event. First of all, it's an Olympic pre-qualifying event, which means if you don't stop here in the Bahamas for the relays, you can't get...
To Paris.
Right. In fact, the Bahamas is the last baton station for the Olympics and the World Relays. But on top of that, we're hosting these games, and we have got some of the world's leading athletes performing for the host country, which is even more exciting. So, Dr. Johnson, let it rip. Tell us, what can we expect this weekend? What are the details? Do we still have time to buy more tickets? Where do we go? And most importantly, do we still have time to buy merchandising? Have our international guests secured all the T-shirts, all the batons, all the whistles? Do Bahamians have time to get their uniform on and get to the stadium?
Yes, you still have time. What you're going to expect this weekend, Ms. Green, is... fireworks, absolute fireworks, all the time, all day, all night. The relays are really the most exciting part of the Olympics. That's why they save the best for last. It is incredible, again, that this little country, the Bahamas, was able to win this bid to host this global event, not once, twice, thrice, but four times.
Yes.
We have hosted these games. And we have to understand the significance of that,
mm-hmm.
how we've earned a seat at the table from Kendall Nottage's statement about numero uno being a sports power, being engaged. Our brand is better in the Bahamas. We are ready to roll. It's going to be fireworks all weekend. We have a few tickets left.
Okay.
No joke. People keep calling me. The Western Grandstand is sold out.
Okay.
We have an infield. You might be able to get on the track. We have trackside standing only. And then you have a few sick seats still on the eastern side. It's almost sold out. You can get tickets at Thomas A. Robinson Stadium, right at, Kendall Isaacs Gym.
Right.
Has a box office. And the baseball stadium has a box office. You'll see the signs as you approach. At each box office are hats, T-shirts, vests. They are almost gone. So if you're going to get one of these, don't come on Saturday, 4 o'clock, trying to see if you could find a shirt.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do that today. It's going to stay open until 7, 8 o'clock so people can get there.
Look at when I get my vest and then I tell my great-grandnieces I win this vest in the World Athletic Relays. Now, you can get tickets at the Kendall G. Isaacs Gym Box Office.
Yep.
Now, here's how you could win tickets right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to throw out the first trivia question for the day. It's a very easy question. Numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and 242-300-5720. Toll-free from the Family Islands. You still have time to catch a flight up. You still have time to call your Grammy and say, Grammy, I win the tickets. You go into the World Athletic Relays. Here's the question. At what event did Shawnee Miller-Weibo fall across the finish line to win the gold in the women's 4x4? At what event did Shawnee Miller-Weibo fall across the finish line to win the gold in the women's 4x4?
Could I add to that? She
yes.
didn't fall. She dove.
Now, I found this interesting article, right?
Yeah.
That said that most people think that, most people were trying to claim that she cheated, right? They were trying to say, take it from her because she cheated.
Uh-oh.
She threw herself, but she said, listen, she was there and her engine put that last spurt of power and push her over that line.
Yeah. And then your legs give way.
Yeah.
In the 400 meters, it's the most grueling race in all of athletics
mm-hmm.
because it is a sprint, but it is just beyond your aerobic capacity. So at the end of it, your body actually runs out of air and your muscles run out of oxygen.
So
you get this rigor mortis. It feels like you're just tying up because you're running out of aerobic energy and you have to go to anaerobic energy, which is a different engine.
Yes.
Your body just actually just going. Only the momentum of your motion gets you to the end of that race.
Which then speaks to the speciality in terms of the training and preparation.
Mm-hmm.
It is a particular skill that you must develop to be able to run the four. Let's go to the phone line quickly. Good morning, caller. Do you have a winning answer for me? Producer, I can't hear the caller. Good morning, caller. All right. Good morning, caller. Do you have a winning answer for me?
Hi, good morning. Yes, the answer is the 2016 Rio Olympics.
Absolutely.
The 400 meters.
Yes, absolutely. Correct. You hold the line, give your name and number to the producer so that I can attach it to your ticket, which you can pick up today.
But get it today.
Yeah, don't miss out.
Do not delay.
Get it today.
Okay.
The Guardian offices close at 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Make sure I leave your name and number with the producer.
And don't come at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, don't. I mean, I know you think you're a sprinter.
Don't come at 5.
But the way I lock this door at 5:00:05, buddy. Okay, sir. We're gonna pop in with a second question in a minute, but Team Bahamas is ready for the World Relays.
Mm-hmm.
I've got our team list here. But tell me, can you tell us who is coming to try and take the glory from us at this grand event? I know Jamaica's coming.
Jamaica's here. So the world is here. If you look at, you know, think of a United Nations convention. Think of the Lomé Convention. Think of, you know, what happens in Switzerland every year when they have these big, all the major countries of the world,
mm-hmm.
although they don't want to say it, one of the prime things about being human was your physicality.
Yeah.
That's why the Roman Empire had, they stopped everything to have these games to see who was the biggest, the baddest, the fastest, the strongest.
Mm-hmm.
And the world is still at this, except it is organized differently. So all the big countries, China, all the major economies, Russia, United States, Canada, United Kingdom, the countries out of Malaysia, you have Australia, you have South Africa, Botswana, of course, Jamaica, Trinidad and Tobago, all the major players in sport, the sport of athletics,
mm-hmm.
that's track and field for those who are missing that, are going to be on the track tomorrow afternoon.
Absolutely.
All the big players, not some, all. You name them, they're going to be here. The top 40 in the world are here. They ain't coming.
They're already here.
They done reach.
I see the High Commissioner, the British High Commission has already welcomed. They were here from Wednesday.
Correct.
I want to say to Mr. Hartley, I know you secured some conch for them. I'm mad. It's the best kept secret of the Bahamas. Great Britain and Northern Ireland have brought 32 athletes down. We know Jamaica, they brought their own yellow yam.
Uh-huh.
We're going to try. I can be honest with you. We're going to try and sample some of that.
Yeah.
But if you are interested in following all of the athletes, all of the teams and races, you can go to the World Athletic Relays website. Just type in World Athletic Relays 2024.
Correct.
And you will look for an article, just type in entry list,
mm-hmm.
and you can get a beautiful PDF. It's about 29 pages long, mm-hmm. so you may want to use it on your laptop.
Yeah, we have a lot of teams.
Yeah.
There are a lot of teams here. You're going to see 1,500 or so athletes. We have about 400 or 500 coaches and support staff. We're expecting a total crowd of about 25,000 people a day in and around our national stadium. And this is what this place was built for, it's designed for. This is what the Bahamas is able to do with its Sports in Paradise brand to show the world how good we are. So we have sun, sand, and sea, Lauren.
Now,
Aaron, sorry.
Yeah, no problem.
What we don't have is what do you do after you've been to the beach and you had a drink and you saw your hotel?
Yeah.
You have to give people something else to do.
Absolutely.
Well, we have a place on the world stage because of the Gary Baines, the Larry Demerits, the Boston Blackies, the Thomas A. Robinsons of this world, the Andre Rogers of this world, the Jazz Chisholms, you know, Clay Sweeting. We have a place in the world of sports. Sports and entertainment happens to be the largest industry on the planet. Cash, straight up cash industry. It is also recession-proof. The World Cup and FIFA and baseball and basketball don't stop because the stock market went down.
Absolutely. The NBA very quickly reorganized to find a way to continue the games.
They played during COVID.
Absolutely, yes.
So we have to think about the other things we can add to our economy where we have a legitimate space to call our own and where we can perform and show our young people, look here, you could compete on the world stage.
Now, you said 1,500 athletes, about 2,500 people in total descending. Does the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture have a skills bank? Because that's a lot of opportunities for engagement and participation right there.
There are, and in the business of sports, there is a 15-point checklist.
Okay.
15 different things you need to be able to do to host this kind of event.
Absolutely. Okay.
15-point checklist, just like building a house or building a hotel, they give you these Gantt charts.
Yes.
There are 15 different skill sets needed to do this. Logistics, transportation, accommodation, medicine, sports psychology. That don't get into media, art, entertainment, special events. The guys in there have to do technology. The technology will, this is a live, made-for-television event in the Bahamas going to be beamed around the world.
Absolutely.
The technology here is insane.
And then wait.
The amount of power you need to generate to do this is insane.
And then wait until I get my crew of interpreters on the ground so that we could ensure that every language group feels yeah. that they are represented.
Correct.
And the event is accessible to them.
So from greeting people at the airport, you have to have their schedule completely organized. And you must be able to speak that language. Cantonese, Mandarin, Spanish, French, German, Italian, all of them are here.
Yes.
And we have people in the Bahamas, mind you, who are greeting these people, speaking fluently in their language.
Absolutely.
We can do this.
Dear young people at University of the Bahamas and beyond, think about sports, your sports business,
yeah.
and how you will build a vehicle, a mechanism, or a business, an entity that can participate and grow these ideas. Let's just stick a pin for a second. Let me throw out the second trivia question for the day. We have one more ticket to give away Ooh. For this weekend's World Athletic Relays 2024. The first question is even easier than the first. What is the theme? What is the theme for the World Athletic Relays 2024.
BT, you got to say BTC. So
that's right, that's right.
We got to give our title sponsor, it's a Bahamian company, our local telecommunications company who's been with us from the beginning and has still stayed with us, has sponsored many of our teams around the world.
And listen, they were so gracious in entertaining my carrier pigeon proposal. I just wanted to add another element to the communications
absolutely.
Program. So the BTC, World Athletic Relays Bahamas 24 theme. That is what I need so you could win a ticket to Saturday's running of the World Relays. Producer, let's go to the phone line. Good morning. I miss you once again. To win the last ticket we're giving away today for tomorrow's segment of the World Athletic Relays, BTC sponsored. Let me say thank you to C&W as well. Oh, two callers on the line right away. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, caller. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Is it from Paradise to Paris?
It is. Paradise to Paris.
Yes.
I'm going to give you that, caller. I'm going to give you that. Listen.
Thank you.
Hold the line. The producer's going to pick up the call. Give him your name and number. Your ticket is going to be available downstairs at the Guardian. If you get here before I get off air, then you can send a message up, and I'm going to send the ticket down for you. Guardian closes at 5 p.m. today. Do not forget to come and pick up your ticket. Paradise to Paris.
And that theme is an incredible one. If you think about us as a small island nation,
mm-hmm.
posting ourselves up as the gateway to the great European powers of fashion and design and architecture and music and this and the other. We post ourselves up to them
yes.
as equals.
Absolutely.
As equals, because we are just smaller, not lesser.
Mm-hmm.
And that brand, we can, by the way, that's my coin brand. Every time people say it, they owe me 10 cents.
There
they don't
you
know
go.
That.
Mm-hmm. And the crinkly curly set.
And the crinkly curly one. That's the only one that's my favorite coin.
Yes.
Right? That's the one I want. But this brand we've put out there is to say something about us as a people, as a country, that we are from paradise, but we could even compete with Paris.
Absolutely. In fact, you can't get to Paris but through paradise.
Bingo.
Absolutely. I love having an opportunity to showcase, highlight, and expose to those who have never seen the potential and opportunities that are available in the government's Sports in Paradise initiative.
Yes.
I say, if the government has determined to direct resources in this direction, pun intended, then it's incumbent upon those who can see to highlight the opportunities that exist for Bahamians to participate in the policy initiative, to grow it for the benefit of the country, yeah. and for personal and financial development yeah. and stability.
You know, Ms. Green, if people could frame these things properly, and sometimes maybe our leadership doesn't, this is an investment in something we have.
Mm-hmm.
The stadium was donated by another country, you know, we didn't buy it. We didn't build it. That's like a fella give you a brand new car And he said, well, just put gas in it. Every 6 months, send it for some oil change and spark plugs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't run that car? Of course you could run the car. If this is then the government's commitment in doing these major events, and I'm the one who really negotiated this mm-hmm. from start to finish, is that this is economic stimulus in your cultural brand.
Mm-hmm.
This is not spending money on stuff that don't matter. This economic stimulus. So we make the investment of fixing the place up, bringing this to the table, and then you, the citizen, the entrepreneur, the sportscaster, the technology company, the logistic company, the airline company, the taxi cab company, the hotel company,
mm-hmm.
the catering company, you all eat at the table.
Absolutely. We only
set the table. It's economic stimulus.
Listen, I'm looking at my young creatives right now, and I'm about to tell them, listen, you guys form a block, put forward a proposal so that the next time there's a major event like this, you can organize a creative booth, right, where the guests, particularly the international visitors, mm-hmm. have an opportunity to memorialize their participation as a spectator or as an athlete right. in this event through a one-of-a-kind souvenir.
Correct.
So you're going to make me a T-shirt, you're going to spray paint me or screen print me a T-shirt that I can pick up before I leave the stadium after the event. You're going to do a caricature, a small glass finger-painted mm-hmm. portrait that in a unique way memorializes my attendance and participation in this
Absolutely.
And, event.
And Lawrence, and then we got to think out of the box now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are defending in the Bahamas what I now call a broken status quo.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing the same thing we've always done, undone, thinking it can get better. It ain't gonna get better. In fact, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
The way we used to do stuff, we've killed it. It's dead. And you can't do it anymore. You got to bring something new. That's why Brave Davis came and other people. It was the idea of a new day. You got to bring new money, new ideas, new people. In here for this event are the Saudi Arabian team. The Saudis are here for this event. They
wow.
bring one of the biggest teams they've ever had
right.
in their history. Here in the Bahamas, they're going to stay for 2 weeks. Money ain't these dudes' problem. Why? They have decided that they're making an investment in their sports tourism brand. They are putting in $1 trillion into sports as a piece of national development. That's how they develop the minds and hearts of their young people. That's how they build sports academies. That's how they teach you sometimes you win and sometimes you lose. Sometimes you could kick somebody, and sometimes you get kicked in the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. You in sportsmanship, you got to be able to take this and get up and get back on the horse. $1 trillion. They have bought major clubs from Europe. They got all the big players from the PGA Gulf playing in Saudi Arabia. But what they don't know yet, and they ain't say it yet, I can tell you all.
Yes.
Their entire franchise is going to go on tour. See, sports and entertainment is a tour.
Mm-hmm.
The Rolling Stones is the oldest touring band in the world.
Mm-hmm.
They've been on tour for 52 years. They don't play in one place. They're always on tour.
Always on the move.
The Saudi brand is going to go on tour, on multiple tours around the world with multiple sports. Why isn't the Bahamas now going to position itself to be a stop on the tour?
And look, and listen, look how the Bahamas is going to
If you want to make some money.
I don't know
if people are happy being poor.
I get one cousin in Saudi too, right? I was just about to write him a letter and say, look at how we're going to organize the sand wars, right?
Yeah.
Where you're going to stop in, your tour is going to stop in every country that is limestone, beach-based, mm-hmm. that has the same similar geography as you, and every sport we could play in sand, we're going to play in sand against each other.
Did you see when we hosted the FIFA World Cup of beach soccer?
Absolutely. In fact,
people were hanging off the bridge to watch these matches.
I'm watching the adverts now for the next iteration of Sand Wars.
And what we need now, let's do the World Cup of beach volleyball.
Yeah.
Anything to do with a beach, we have the best beaches in the world, we claim. Anything on a beach?
Without a doubt.
We should have.
And you see, BTC already figured it out, you know. They sponsor in the Bahamas Humane Society because they know potcakes make the best ball boys and ball girls there are.
Yeah.
I'm not dissing the little children, you know.
That's the truth.
I just saying, my potcake could find a ball and bring
it
back.
Oh, yeah.
The opportunities are endless.
Yes.
And once we enable people with creativity first and the assurance that the resources will be there mm-hmm. when the right creative idea is sparked,
yep.
I mean, we just have a plethora.
And, and then that way, people come for sun, sand, and sea. Well, now you have sport.
Right.
You have art. Yeah. So tonight, we're hosting all of these people from around the world to their welcome dinner, which will be at the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas at 7 p.m. Why the National Art Gallery? Because people keep saying, oh, our cultural product is weak. Because they don't go to the gallery. These people are going to go to the gallery. I told 20 young artists, you all come out and bring your personal stuff, because mm-hmm. the kind of people come into the gallery tonight, they buy things. They don't look at things and want none for free.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And we're going to put on a big cultural show to show them what we could do.
Caller, I come into you right now. See, when Mr. Dromico Archer said there is a production and there will be an expansive stage at the center of the field with catwalks and a Junkanoo presentation, what he said was, when we hosted, I think initially, mm-hmm. we created a showcase that was so spectacular that that model was picked up by other organizing committees.
And so all.
And now that they've returned to the Bahamas, we have to do something bigger and better
right.
than the first time. Yeah. I'm excited and looking forward to
it. And this will be during the races. So after every race at the stadium, the stage is in the middle of the field at
right.
this national stadium. After every race, you will hear either a Bahamian band or Bahamian DJ lick off one dangerous Bahamian song.
Well, listen, okay.
Live around the world.
I come to you right now, caller.
This is 3 days nonstop for 4 hours at a time.
Listen, I come to you.
Because if you don't get no Bahamian music out there in the world, good God, boy, looking in bad shape after this weekend.
Good morning, caller. How you doing?
Greetings from the land of all things Laker and LeBron like.
Absolutely, Mr. Sawyer. Listen.
Laker and LeBron like.
This is Mr. Sawyer
yeah.
the third. This is my co-host.
Good morning, Dr. Danny Johnson.
Morning, sir. How are you?
He joined me today.
My father's here to tell you hello.
Hey.
There you go. Mr. Sawyer, hold the line for me. Producer, let's go to this other call, and then we get back to Mr. Sawyer. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. How you doing?
Johnson.
Good morning.
Danny Johnson, congratulations on your the promise of giving your brainchild or your baby back to run. That's your thing. and also, I will want you to talk to the minister responsible for ZNS or broadcasting.
Mm-hmm.
Because the grassroots people can't watch TV if they don't have cable. Mm-hmm. The tower has been down for more than a year.
Mm-hmm. Okay, caller.
Our only network is supposed to broadcast over the air. So a lot of people, like some are coming, I raise up on Sesame Street and them German games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, talk to the minister. I know it's too late for them to watch the game, but talk to the minister to fix the ZNS tower on Bozine Hill. I don't know what's the problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
It needs to be fixed because the grass people can't watch the news.
So, caller.
Inquire. No problem. But this will be live streamed also.
But
you can go on your phone or on your computer and you go to the BTC website or to the World Athletics website and you'll see it live.
Live stream. Also, for BTC phone users, there's an update. BTC offers a service where if you are a BTC prepaid or postpaid customer, you can download a Flow app
yes.
on your phone. And as long as you're a customer
right.
of Flow, or BTC on the phone side, you can access anything on your phone, or the basic package that you can access on a Flow package
right.
at home. So
you'll be able to watch this.
Call BTC right away.
Yeah.
And find out how you can access their Flow programming through your BTC-provided phone.
Yeah.
Definitely. Let's go back to Mr. Sawyer. We are running through World Athletic Relays.
I heard it. I'm very excited for what's about to happen.
Yes, ma'am.
It was said by Dr. Donnie Johnson. I mean, the trickle-down effect is going to be epic.
Yes,
you
sir.
Have people that will come here and need food, need drink, want to see this place, want to experience what the Bahamas is like. It's not everybody's going to leave first thing Monday morning, I'm quite sure.
No, man.
Right.
So the interesting thing about sports, the teams have, you know, they got to come and you got to acclimatize. They have to train. They want to get on the actual facility. Some of them coming from temperatures that are maybe 20, 30 degrees different than ours. So you want to, India, I think, was here for maybe 10 or 14 days before. There are teams who came into California, stayed there for a week, came here, stayed for a week. There are teams that came into Grand Bahama and have trained in Grand Bahama to acclimatize themselves and then came to Nassau this week. There are teams who are staying over afterwards to go to other family islands where they have never even imagined this kind of business flowing in that direction. And this is just one sport. You could do this for basketball. You could do this for, as I say, beach volleyball. Beach volleyball is one of the fastest growing and most exciting sports in the world where you blend in entertainment. You could do this for star class. And the America's Cup sailing people have a two test boats in our harbor. And they're, of course, asking, well, you all want to host an America's Cup event? You know, and ain't no one say nothing yet. You got Messi them playing soccer right here in Miami. They have a following of some 3 million people following that club now. And they can do test match. And he loves beach soccer more than regular soccer.
And we have this wonderful opportunity. There's a space where professional athletes who have sort of timed out of the professional space but still have tremendous amount of skill are developing master leagues, right, in these various sports.
Right.
And the Bahamas is ripe. Like, this is an opportunity for us to capture because the urgency is there. These athletes want to continue playing at an elite level in elite venues that draw the crowd, and we have both.
We got it.
We have the atmosphere or the ambiance, and we have the potential to create any infrastructure we need.
And we gotta attach ourselves to this in a serious manner, man. You know, Tiger Woods, Kobe Welchcombe and I negotiated the Tiger Woods Invitational out at Albany. That's where he spends most of his time now.
Mm-hmm.
The fella did it his birthday weekend to host all of his friends.
Yes.
There's no small event. Okay, it is now, I mean, a major, major global event, but we don't give it the attention and the traction you could, and that event, that's not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
This is every December, the week of his birthday. You could only imagine what could come of that. We started the first tee program for these young kids out here at our golf phenomenon. There are about 15 students from that little program who are going to college this year. This year.
And see, for most
this
people,
year,
I don't think they...
And some of these little children I talk in terms from government school going to like Auburn, Texas Tech, Alabama, North Carolina, where the school fee is like $85,000 a year, which will take us like 10 years to make one school fee.
In fact, let's say congratulations to Denisha Cartwright that should be running in the World Athletic Relays for Team Bahamas, but fortunately, she busy graduating from university on that day, so we can't give her any grief about it. We say congratulations, Denisha. And then
you should see the universities and kids go to. You know, I mean, look at Pauline Davis from Fleming Street.
Yes.
Fleming Street. You know, that's the old Keith's Chicken Shack zone, right?
Yes, my
from
daddy
Fleming
wouldn't take
Street,
me there. Yes.
From Fleming Street, Pauline Davis' girl went to an Ivy League school, now has published a book that's on the New York Times bestseller list.
And is one of the most sought-after resources in international athletics organizing.
Ka-ding.
One of the most sought-after. Yeah. We also want to say just quickly, congratulations to Rachel Thompson, who... After being subject of body shaming, she got a scholarship to Columbia College in Columbia, South Carolina, to play for the Columbia College Koalas, right? And she's also going to be studying kinesiology. And she was the recipient of the Levi and Sands Award for Courage 2023.
So you mentioned her name. So Levan Superman Sands, right? He's from Black Village, man. Levan had his career, wonderful career, but beyond his career, these careers don't last long.
Yes.
I got to tell people.
He's doing so well at FSU right now.
He is now the coach at Florida, the Florida State University.
Go Gols.
And this is the Great Seminoles. He is the sprint, jump, and something else coach.
Right.
At that, and has tenure now. I mean, this fella from Black Village.
And I don't know if, and I would say thank you to Pumpkin Eater for reminding us to congratulate Cynthia Pratt,
oh, yes,
the Governor General of the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. We call her mother affectionately.
Yeah.
And I don't know if people know why, but it's because Mother Pratt saw sports as the launch pad of their lives, the students in front of her.
It was a way out.
And she ensured.
On a way up.
Exactly. And so I want young people and adults, when they're trying to reconcile why a Sports in Paradise brand, when, like you pointed out, a sporting career could be very short, it could be powerful, a big burst of energy, but short, it's because of the other opportunities that can arise even after your professional career.
Yeah. Only 1% of people turn pro in any collegiate sport. 1%. Yeah. That means that 99% of those others turn pro in something else.
Absolutely.
It's called you got an education. And people who get a college education earn 100 times more than those who don't.
Yes.
Let's just face it. All right. So none of my parents went to college.
Right.
And the biggest thing for us is, hey, brother, I don't mind what you do, but I would like for you to get some exposure, some experience, and get something in your head.
Mm-hmm.
This you could keep.
Yes, absolutely.
And they were right.
Now, Dr. Johnson, we're almost out of time, and I have to have a word with Mr. Sawyer about a statistic. Four and one. But before we get there, Mr. Sawyer, we're just going to run quickly through the details for this weekend. Chase the Sun, Paradise to Paris, the BTC World Athletic Relays, Bahamas 24 this weekend. Tell us where?
Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium. Your box office is open at the gym, at the baseball. You can call BTC. You can get down there today. We got hats, T-shirts, blazers, blouses, dresses, anything you want. This stuff is beautiful.
Dresses?
They have dresses in these phenomenal colors.
Wow.
Phenomenal colors. You want to come out.
I see Bahari did some clothes and some dresses as well, too.
Yep.
Very nice.
You know, so the marketeers are out now today. Tomorrow at 4 p.m. at the National Stadium, you should come and see the Junior Athletics Program. So the test event is a Junior Athletics Program at 4 p.m. At 6:30 p.m., they have a short opening ceremonies. This is a live, made-for-television event. Therefore, this will start promptly at 7 p.m., whether you are there or not. This is a live television event. It goes from 7 to 11 Saturday and Sunday. The world is here. It's one of the most exciting events on the World Athletics calendar. The Bahamas has won the bid again to host the world. And we got a surprise for everybody because we own an event in this category. The male and female, first time ever in human history, a blended event has happened as a test event in the Bahamas 5 years ago. And now this event, mixed relays 4x4, which we host, we have the world record for this event. We own this event, mixed relays 4x4. This event will be played on the last day, the last night. And at this year's Paris Olympics, the mixed relays 4x4 is now an official Olympic event founded in the Bahamas by us.
And listen, and we're going to have...
Talk that. People need to, when they talk about investment, talk that.
And then we have Shawnee and Stevie Gardner running in the same race at the same time.
They are unbeatable.
Absolutely.
Unbeatable.
Listen, I just want to throw this in there. If you see me rushing an athlete, I only going to beg them to sign their tennis and give them to me, okay? I just want to sign something and get, sign your sweat rag and give it to me, please. Dear young people, that's your idea. Y'all go do that. Listen, Mr. Sawyer, we all stand in commiseration with the Lakers.
And then 4-1, I call 1-4.
Yeah, 1-4. It was horrible.
Yeah.
However, we also send the Bucks in the corner to sit with the Lakers because nobody expected the Pacers to beat them.
No one expected the Knicks to win either.
No.
But guess what?
They did.
The Sixers are now home as well.
any given Sunday. Or Saturday.
Any given Sunday, injuries happen. But win a championship, but you need a little bit of luck and definitely some help.
Absolutely.
So, but if you don't have those two in tandem, when the playoffs come around, this is what we have. We have upset.
Listen, I'm sorry we're short on time. Let's and another sad story for you, Mr. Sawyer. You're going to have to start pulling for the Dallas Cowboys. Because Denzel Jackson.
We got a Bohemian riding with the girls.
Yes. Oh, and now we got to support them. And he's all the way from Crooked Island, so he definitely going to get the whole country support.
Yeah, I'll be watching. Hopefully he gets in the field. You know, cheering as a Bohemian, not as a Cowgirl.
I understand. Also, Jazz Chisholm, his second Grand Slam of the year. Congratulations.
Yeah, man, he came up, but they lost the game. Like, they got the worst record in MLB baseball.
Yeah, but they came back. They came back, and Jazz and the Marlins slipped past Rockies 5-4 in their last game. So we're proud of them for that. We say to Buddy, we saw your 20 points in 21 minutes, even though you didn't pull it out the win.
Yeah, they finally played him, man.
That's all right.
That's the problem. He wasn't playing games 1-3.
He can show them at the Olympics.
But he's a free agent now, so he's in a different league.
Yeah.
So you got to watch his timing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Watch his timing.
Yeah.
Politics. Really. Also, next week, Mr. Sawyer, we have to talk about this man, Anthony Ant Edwards, and his Inspector Gadget arm.
I'm my guy on back. But did you know this is the first time in 19 years that no Braun, no Steph, no KD before May started?
A changing of the guard.
Yeah.
Changing of the guard, bro.
And that young man, Anthony Edwards.
May, they always play. But these young fellas, boy, ain't nobody play.
And listen, Kyrie Irving still in it? I got to go, Sawyer.
Yeah, he's still in it. He's still in it.
This gentleman, this Bahamian man, he say sailing or nothing. He said, talk Bahamian sports or nothing. Anyway, as we go, I just want to...
21 years. We know 21 years is on anything.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's a whole...
21 years, marriage 21 years. LeBron has played ball for 21 years. Get our man as well.
Yeah, man. We love him. He's absolutely good. Thank you very much. My last breath will be to encourage those who are listening that sand wars are approaching and the Bahamas should aim to host any sport that could be played in sand. In the Bahamas. Aye for that. Paradise to Paris.
Yeah,
Chase the Sun. BTC. World Athletic Leaders. Bahamas 24. You guys, be there.
Be there.
Absolutely. You guys, have a great week. Oh, and remember to celebrate my birthday tomorrow. Don't tell nobody. Shh. Have a great weekend, Bahamas.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Nassau, Bahamas.